so the Gemara had established or had elaborated on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that in order for a psak to be exactly what we need for Parham Davar Shel Tzibur, which is a mistaken psak, which still qualifies as a psak of some sort, and rather than just a straight mistake, it needs to be a partial uprooting of the Torah, and not a complete uprooting of a law. And two, it needs to be Davar Shatz Einetz to Gimmo Dimbo. It can't be something that is explicit in the Pasuk, because then, the way the Gemara calls it, something that even the Tzedukim agreed to, because it's just in the Pasuk, so Zil Kari Beirav, that's not called a mistake. That's called, you didn't pay attention in third grade when you should have finished Chumash. I know. You're all like, oh, we shouldn't have finished Chumash. Great. Yes, you should finish Chumash in third grade.
It's a subtle dig.
What? Look, when I get upset about it, it's because of this. Like, that's just it, you know. Third, fourth, I don't know. Okay? Fine. I mean, that's when Meir School is supposed to finish Chumash in third grade. But the Gemara, based on this, had to modify the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah had said the example of not uprooting a whole law is saying that there, if you say there's no Shabbat, so then that's too egregious. But if you say there's no Shabbat, there is Shabbat, but there's no carrying, so that's okay. The Gemara said that can't be. That's also uprooting a law that's explicit in the Torah. So the Gemara qualified it and said maybe you think that there's carrying out but not carrying in or something like that. And the Gemara did the same for Nida. So we are up to example 3, which is... Dalid Amud Aleph. So the Gemara, 3 lines from the bottom of Dalid Amud Aleph, says, Tran. If someone says that there's idolatry as a category, but bowing to an idol is not asur, how could you say that that's something which is not an egregious mistake? It is a pasuk. It says you can't bow to another god. So the Gemara says, it's where they said that it's asur to bow only if that is the normal way of worshipping the idol. So then it's usur. But if this idol isn't normally bowed to, so then it's mutter to bow, that's not true. So very quickly, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells you that this is actually half true. That for a Jew can be liable for Avodah Zarah in one of two ways. Either by violating Avodah Zarah Kedarka in the normal way that this idol is worshipped, like Mercury, which you have to throw rocks at it, Markolis, or the 4 avodot in the Beit HaMikdash, Hashtachava, Haktara, Hukrava, Nisuch, right, everything you do in the Beit HaMikdash. A guy is only chayev kidarka. He's only liable if you worship the idol in the normal way. Reb Luchanan said, what's the difference? Said, because for a non-Jew, he's only liable for Avodah Zarah, as one of the seven mitzvah of B'nai Noach, if he worships it. What is worship? Worship is, however, it's normally worship. But for a Jew, there's two ways. One is by worshiping the idol. The other is by misappropriating worship to God. And therefore, the Arba Avodah that are done in the Mikdash, even if they're not the normal Avodah, for this Avodah Zarah, for a Jew to use the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash on an idol is still a misappropriation, and it's treasonous against God, and therefore it's going to be Avodah Zarah for a Jew, but not for a non-Jew. So if you deny that halacha, so that's a partial violation, a partial mistaken psak, which will count for these purposes. Ev v'yisem, alternatively, d'amri hashtachavaya gufa, kidarka, hu d'asir, d'izbe pishut yodayim, Or if you say bowing is usur only if you do it with full prostration, but partial prostration would not be usur, so that would also be a mistake, but a non-egregious enough mistake that it still counts as a mistaken psak rather than as a non-psak. So the Gemara on the top of Dalam and Beis says, Boy Rabbi Yosef, what if someone says, In Charesha b'Shabbos, what if he says that plowing is not usur on Shabbos? Miam Rinan Kevin de Kamodu Vichulu Milsa Kibitul Miktas Vikul Miktas Dami. Do you say that since he agrees to the category of Shabbos and the like, so this is only considered a partial violation? Now this is unlike carrying, because carrying has its own pasuk, and therefore it's exceptional. But any other malacha, if you uproot a single malacha, maybe that wouldn't count, right? Maybe, sorry, that, well, that would still count as a partial mistake. That would count as a mistake himsak rather than a namsak. Odilma came into Akhtar and laid the Harisha Kalika Kagir Dufda on me. Or do you say, since he uprooted an entire malacha, that's a namsak? Now, this seems to depend a lot on Sugyas in the seventh parak of Shabbos, where there the Gemara talks about the relationship between the malacha, because in a certain sense, each malacha is a distinct category, in the sense that if you violate each malacha with a different helem, with a different lack of knowledge, by accident, you'd be chayv a separate karban, but they're also fundamentally one category. So if your mistake wasn't, I forgot that lighting a fire was asur on Shabbos, and I forgot that carrying was asur on Shabbos, but rather I forgot it was Shabbos, so then you bring one karban no matter how many malachot you bring. So in a certain sense, all the malachot are one overarching violation of Shabbos, and on the other hand, they're sort of independent violations. So that tension is what the Gemara is picking up on here. So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's try to prove it from Yesh Nida B'tara B'ba B'al Shemar Yom Kenegen Yom Pater. We said that if you say there is Nida, but there isn't Zava Ketana, your Pater V'amai Akan L'Shomer Yom Kenegen Yom Kol Ikar, but you got rid of the Halacha of Zava Ketana. So Amr L'Char of Yosef, Shemar Yom Dekamer Kedash Shinan. What are you talking about? We already explained on Amr Aleph that even that halacha, it's only a very specific halacha. Namely, if you think that Bia Shaloka Darka is not usher for a nida, it was only usher for a nida, not for others, right? Not for Zava Ketana, that was the mistake. So that's not a good example, because that's even less complete than denying Charesha. Tashma, so another possibility, Yesha Babita Rabba Moshe Mishra Yachalar Shara Rabba Patur. If you say there's no carrying on Shabbos, v'amai ha'akran lo tzak ha'likar, in that case you uprooted all of carrying, and yeah, we say that psak works for parallel and the tzibor. The Gemara says no. Asam nami k'tadash. You know, we already explained that maybe that's a case where you deny that bringing in is in malacha, but you recognize that there's a category of carrying. Tashma, another possible yesh, avod kochavim b'tarav, mishtachav epatur, v'amai, akun l'shtachav, ayakol ikar, the same thing by avod zara, there you uprooted the entire category of bowing. So the Gemara said, amri hashtachav, ayanami kitishanina, in each case, we had qualified it to make it a partial violation, rather than a complete violation, and therefore, we have no proof that if you fully uproot the prohibition of plowing, that it would be. Is that better, Ellie?
Yeah, a little bit. Thanks.
Okay. I can control the mutes too, so you know I can do it from here. So this doesn't prove that getting rid of plowing is still going to obligate you. So by Reb Zera, Ein Shabbat b'Shvi'it Mahu. What if someone has the very interesting halacha that there is no Shabbos, but only during Shemitah, which is an interesting lumdus, right? That Shabbos is only usur if you could work normally, because then you're resting from work. But in a time when there is no work, so maybe you think that it's not usur. So is that a mistake that would qualify? B'may toh, b'hadein kral. What's the mistake? The following pasuk, b'charish v'katzir tishbot. The pasuk by Shemitah says, rest from plowing and harvesting. So you might have thought, bizman de'ika charisha ika shabbat, that if you're normally allowed to plow, so then you have to take a break from it. Bizman de'leka charisha leka shabbat. But when there's no plowing going on, there's no shabbat. So mi amrinan came into mekayben le'bashar shenei shavua kibitul miktzad v'kiu miktzad dami. Do you say that since he holds of Shabbos the other years of Shemitah, this is only considered a partial invalid psak? O dilma came to kachran le'bashviit kakirid aguf dami. Or do you say that since he got rid of all Shabbos in Shemitah, so that's considered too egregious of a psak? Tashma. So amravina tashma navi shenit nabil akor davar midivrei Torah. If a navi prophesied to uproot something from the Torah, chayav, he is liable for Navi Sheker. Lebitul miktzad lekiyum miktzad, but if he only wanted to uproot, right, because in general, a Navi is allowed to tell you to violate a law temporarily, but not permanently. So what if he only said that about a partial law? Shimon Omer Patur. Shimon says he's exempt. Uba'avodat kochavim, but when it comes to idolatry, avil omar hayom ovda lemachar batla, even if he said, worship just for one day, he is chayav. Shma mina, ein Shabbat b'shvi'it, ki bitul miktat, v'kiyum miktat, domi. Shema Amina. So what that shows you is that besides for Avodah Zarah, every other halacha, saying that it doesn't apply temporarily is not considered uprooting the whole halacha, and therefore that will be a temporary, a partial psak, meaning a mistaken psak, rather than a non-psak. Okay, next Mishnah. If one of the members of Beis Din knew it was a mistake and said, it is a mistake. Or the expert, the most expert judge wasn't there, which means that intellectually speaking, the Beit Din was not functioning at full capacity. Or one of them was invalid to be on the court because he was a ger. And the exact parameters, this is unclear in the Gemara. So machlokes rishonim, does that mean he needs both parents to be Jewish, or can a ger who has at least one parent Jewish, is that enough? Right, ben ger, etc. A mamzer and natina zakein, right, a zakein is an interesting category. At some point, when someone gets too old, we don't allow them on the Sanhedrin, because we assume that they have forgotten. The fact they haven't had to raise children means they've forgotten how to have mercy. Ellie is laughing. I gave Sharon this 2 weeks ago to the Agadat Tashir. This is one of the sources that was brought by Rav Yitzchak Nisim, who was the second chief rabbi, Sephardi chief rabbi of Israel, in his Tshuvot Yain Hatov, I think it was Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Bet Tshuva Hey, on why there has to be a mandatory retirement age for rabbis in Israel. This is one of the sources that he brought. I mean, the Iker source, which is in Sanhedrin, not here. Shalor lo loy banim, or someone who can't have children, I raise a patur, shne'emar, because the pasuk says, kan eida, v'nemar lalon eida, it says, eida ma eida mur lalon kulo re'uyin lahora, it must be, like by Zakin Mamre, in the context of Sanhedrin, that every member of Sanhedrin must be ro'i to be on the Beit Din, av eida mur kan hachiyu kulan re'uyin lahora. So the Gemara says, Shaminala. How do you know that you need essentially the chief justice there? Why is that true? If you have 71 competent judges, why do you need the most competent judge to be there for it to be a good psak? So Amr Sheshet, V'chein Tanu Rebbe Yishmoel, V'pnei Ma Amru, Hov Rebbe Davar Shetzukin Bodim Bo Pturim, V'nei Sh'aylan Lomo V'lo Lomdu. Because we learned by the Tztukin case that if it's something that the Tztukin would agree to, that means that you didn't do your homework. And therefore, if you make a mistake, that's not, right, that's not a mistake, that's just egregious, doesn't count for anything, it's not even a psak. If you were missing your biggest expert, there's something you could have done that would have made the situation better, and you didn't bother doing it. And therefore, your psak is undermined. So, lo yamuv lo jobeit and jam, nami pturim, neim jahayom lilma, v'lo lamdu. You had more that you could learn, you could have brought in a bigger expert, and you didn't. So therefore, that counts as an invalidation of the psak. Never shall make dominant American idats, you kulin ruin the harav, hatam minala. How do we know that by Sanhedrin in general, it means this, damar of chistam akra, hitziatzvu sham imach, we say by Moshe Rabbeinu, stand, let the judges, the shivan skanim stand with you. And we darshan imcha bedomin lacha, you, meaning like you. What do you mean like you? Ema imcha l'shechina, maybe that they should be, you know, attuned to the shechina like you. Elaram nachmar yitzchim akra, Vinasu itcha bedomin lacha, carry them with you, bring them with you. They should lead with you, people who are like you, meaning qualified to judge. Next Mishnah. Horu bezin shokigin vasu kolakol shokigin umivian par. Classic case. If the Beit Din makes a mistake and everyone follows them, so you bring a karban. Mizidin vasu shokigin. Mivian kizban use ira. But if the Beis Din actively wanted to uproot the Torah, they were Rishayim, they paskin intentionally against the Torah, too bad, you got to bring your own karban, right? That's not a psak. When they're trying to rebel against God, that's not a psak. Shogegin vasim ezidin harelu pturin. And if the Beis Din made a good faith mistake, but you're just a Rasha, so you don't get a karban. There is no karban by Mezid. It's only by Shogeg. So, the Gemara says, Shogegin vasim ezidin. If the Beis Din did it by accident, and then the people were on purpose, harelu pturin, hashogeg dumya demezid chayev, that implies that something which is more borderline, like karov lemezid, sort of mezid-like, he would be liable. Hechidami, what's the case? Shahoru Beit Din shechilev mutar, and it chalif leib b'shuman, a case where Beit Din said that fat, not kosher fat, is in fact kosher, and he got switched with kosher fat, va'achlo, and he ate it. Lema tifshot ha'deboy. So doesn't this solve what Rami Bar Chama had said? So Amar Lacham, Mishum Ditana Reishim Mizidin Vasu Shogin, Tana Sevi Shogin Vasu Mizidin. He said, nah, don't make any drush out. This was just stylistic. You can't prove anything. This is not trying to prove any conceptual thing. It's just a stylistic point. Okay, next Mishnah. Horu Beitin Vasu Kolakahal, O Ruban Alpihin. So remember, I've made this point like 5 times. Now we finally got to the Mishnah. As I said, there seem to be 3 conceptual ways of understanding Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur. Either it's a representative karbon on behalf of the people. It's a karbon to be mechaper for Beit Din, that they made a false psak that led to an egregious error on behalf of the people, or both. And this Mishnah seems to be where you see this. So, Horu Beit Din Basu Kol HaKahal, if Beit Din ruled mistakenly and everyone followed them, O Ruban, Alpiyam, or the majority of Klal Yisrael followed them, Mevi'in Par, that you have to bring a cow, Uba Avodat Kochavim, if the sin that they paskin about is Avodah Zarah, so there's a special karbon, Mevi'in Par V'Sa'ir, they bring both a cow and a goat, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So he says you bring one for everybody. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yud Beit Shvatim, Mevi'in Yud Beit Parim. If there are 12 Shvatim who sin, they bring one per Shevet, which sounds very much like it's not the, right, it's represented for the people. If it was Avodah Zarah, you bring 12 cows, 12 goats. Rabbi Shimon Omer, and this is where I see the Tzvei Dinim, right? Because you could have said the Machloket Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is it representative of Klal Yisrael, or is it on behalf of the Beit Din, but rather, how do you represent Klal Yisrael? With one for all of Klal Yisrael, one per Shevet. But then you get Rabbi Shimon's position, where it's hard to deny, where he says, Omer Yud Gimel Parim, you bring 13. Right? One, presumably on behalf. And Rashi says this lumdus explicitly. Par l'kol shevet v'shevet. One per shevet. Upar l'beit din. And one for beit din. Right? That's how he understands this. Right? That's how Rashi understands this lumdus. At least for Shimon. That there's both a representative karbon on behalf of the people, which is manifest in the karbon for the shevet, plus one for beit din. So that doesn't necessarily reflect back in Rabbi Meir of Yehuda, right? It could be that Rabbi Meir of Yehuda are arguing about how do you define kahal, which is, to be fair, how Rashi actually seems to understand it over there. But this is the Mishnah where you see these three conceptual possibilities. So Shimon Amar Yud Gimel Parim Uva'u Kachavim Shlosha Asar Parim Shlosha Asar Si'irim Parvaser L'Kol Shevet V'Shevet Parvaser L'Beit Din. Right? This is the simple pshat in the Mishnah: one for Beit Din, one for the people. Horu Beit Din Vazu Sheva Shvatim. What if 7 Shvatim sinned? O Ruban, or the majority of 7 Alpihen, Mevi'in Par, you bring a cow, Vavotu Kochavim, Mevi'in Par V'Sa'ir, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So he says, you bring 1, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Sheva Shvatim Shechatu, if 7 Shvatim sin, Mevi'in Sheva Parim, you bring 7 cows, Ushar Shvatim Shalochatu, the Shvatim that didn't sin, Mevi'in Al Yedein Par, you still bring 1 overarching cow. Sha'af elu shalochatu mevi'in al yidei achotin. Because even those who didn't sin, bring on behalf of those who did sin. So it's 1 individual plus 1 sort of catch-all. Reb Shimon amar chet parim, you bring 8. Ubavot gochavim, chet parim. V'chet si'irim, par v'sair l'chol shevet, par v'sair l'beg din. And what if it wasn't the national Sanhedrin? It was the Shevet Sanhedrin who made the mistake. Rabbi Yehuda says that Shevet is Chayav, because Rabbi Yehuda has a consistent position here, that each Shevet is considered independent Kahal. The Chachamim omrim, the Chachamim say no. Ein chayavin ela al horad beit din hagadol bilvad. It's only the high court. Shneimar v'mkol adat Yisrael yishgu v'lo adat oto shevet. So now the Gemara starts. Tanur Rabbanan yadu shaharu v'ta'u. If they knew they made a mistake and they paskin made a mistake. Mahoru v'ta'u. Sorry, they forgot. They made a mistake of what they paskin about. Yachol yu chayavin. You know what? We're at 20 minutes. We've done a little bit more than Amud. Okay, let's hold the Gemara for tomorrow. Okay? We'll pick up with the Gemara tomorrow. Okay, like I said, we're doing well. We're going Amud and a little bit each day, so we should be fine. Okay, guys?